Something has happened. Things are different. We didn't sing a Gloria today. Where was it? There's a wreath over there with four candles. Priest and deacon are wearing purple. I think we know this is Advent. That Advent always comes before Christmas. We know that things are different. But do we know why? Why are things different? It's because Christ is coming. His Advent, His arrival, we celebrate at Christmas. And this is huge. I don't think we think how huge it is, because every year we have Advent, every year it's Christmas on the 25th of December, and Christ came into the world some 2,000 years ago, and so it's just sort of like, yeah, this is just what we do, okay? And we don't actually realize the magnitude of what it means that the second person, the Son of God of the Holy Trinity, came into this world, taking on human flesh, became one of us, was born as a baby, God Himself, coming to us. This is unheard of. There's never been any other time in history where anything like this has happened. Yet our God, who loves us so much, became one of us to show us that love. And the church changes things in Advent to remind us to prepare. Four candles, weekly anticipation of the joy of Christ's coming. Purple vestments, reminders to prepare our hearts for the celebration to come. We don't sing a Gloria during Advent so that with one voice at Christmas, we welcome our Savior with all the saints and angels. This is what we do together as a whole church. This is what we do in the liturgy at the Mass. But the church does these things for a much deeper purpose. Things are different here in the church. Things are different with the Mass. Things are different for us as a community to remind us and urge us to make things different in our own lives. Because we aren't only anticipating the historical moment, that one historical event when the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son of God, became man, although we are anticipating that, Christmas. But we are also anticipating and looking forward to His second coming. So things are different here. How are things supposed to be different for us? What do we do? Jesus tells us today, be watchful. Be alert. Be always ready, because we do not know when the Lord will come or when our own lives will end and we will meet Him face to face. Advent is an opportunity for serious renewal in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Some questions to ask ourselves this Advent. Why do we struggle with coming to Mass every single Sunday to worship God as He commands? Why do we struggle to make it to the sacrament of reconciliation, which is the way the Lord has given us for the forgiveness of sins? Why do we fail to read the Scriptures and pray every day? I think we struggle with these three things because we're not yet convinced. We're not yet convinced that our relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in our lives. I think for most of us, Jesus is just a part of our lives. And sadly, maybe a very small part. But is He the center of our lives? Because Jesus doesn't ask to just be another thing for us. Jesus doesn't ask to just say, yeah, have me along with everything else. Jesus demands to be the center of our lives, as He tells us countless times in the Gospels. If we put other things or other people before Him, we are not worthy of Him. Think about how much time we spend on our phones. Talking, texting, social media, online shopping, games, watching videos or movies. Think about how much time we spend in front of our TVs. I'm a football fan like anyone else, but sometimes there's so many hours of that. Think about our DVRs, how much we record TV and binge watch our television shows. Think how we can just sit mindlessly in front of the television. Think about the commitment that we make to things like hunting or sports. Think about our desires to always satisfy ourselves. Jesus is calling us deeper this Advent. This Advent, Jesus challenges us to go deeper with Him, to make it to Mass every Sunday, to recommit yourself to that this Advent, to go to confession sometime during an Advent. I don't care if you were in confession last week or it's been decades. Let's make it to the sacrament that Jesus gives us for forgiveness. Now let's make a commitment this Advent to pray every day, to open up the Scriptures, our Bibles, reading from the Gospels especially, and to have time to pray, to let God know what's going on in our lives, and yes, to have some silence so that we can hear God speaking to us in the depths of our hearts. Let's think again about all the commitments we make to all this other stuff in our lives. Advent's a time for renewal. Advent's a time for change. A change in our lives for Jesus. A change in our lives to recommit ourselves to Jesus. A change in our lives for the better. So that whenever the Lord comes again, or whenever the Lord calls us to Himself, we will be ready.